The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors. And we had a great time in the great outdoors this week, indeed, Labor Day. Did a little dove hunting in all that heat. Well, we did a little sitting in a cornfield, let's put it that way. Wasn't much shooting going on. Oh, boy, it's hot. Anybody who tells you that the first week of dove season was a winner, well, they might have had a better spot than we did. The birds just were not flying that well. We got a couple, you know, had Jacob out and Lauren, had a couple of little flybys, but nothing more than a pair at one time or something like that. It was just very slow. But, you know, we scratched out a couple and had some fun. That's all that matters is we got out in the outdoors. Wednesday was an exciting day. It was another day at work for the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries guys, but went out with Chuck Stentz and had a wonderful time on the Marshy Hope Creek. And I don't know if any of you have ever been there or fished there outside of Federalsburg, but I will tell you what a beautiful stretch of water we have there on the eastern shore. Beautiful stretch of water, a lot of fish, and we were attempting to catch Atlantic salmon for research. Apparently, the Atlantic salmon spawn, and you know, the Marshy Hope flows into the Nanticoke River, and the Atlantic, what did I say, salmon? Sturgeon, pardon me, Atlantic sturgeon. And the sturgeon spawn is in the fall, which I did not know. I learned a lot. And what we were hoping to do was find some sturgeon that had come into the river to spawn to establish whether or not the Marshy Hope Nanticoke complex has a distinct spawning population of fish. To learn that, biologists need to capture a certain number of fish, in this case 25, and they have, last year and this year, they have a total of 8 fish that were captured and tagged. So the way we set up on these fish was to launch the boat and then try to find fish or locate where fish had been. And it's unique to me. There are sensors set up throughout the river system there, throughout the creek, that will indicate that these tagged fish that have been tagged have passed by, and it gives you the data, it gives you the time, it gives you the fish. And it's fascinating to watch this whole thing unfold. So we checked several of the data points, several of the receivers, and found no signals. So we kept going downstream, down river, I guess you could say, and finally picked up a signal on the handheld receiver, and it indicated that the fish was in a certain spot and what the fish was. And we actually picked up 2 signals from 2 separate male fish. One was tagged earlier this year and one was tagged last year. So we decided that that would be a good spot. We thought maybe that the males were there anticipating females coming in to spawn with. And we were trying to capture, you know, a new fish. We had tags ready to go. So we set up. And once the gill nets are established, they use a 14-inch, 2 12-inch, and a 10-inch gill net staggered across the river, creek, whatever. These are over 100 yards long and about 8 feet high, something like that, and a pretty good system. And, you know, the big mesh allows everything but big fish to swim through. Bass and perch and catfish and everything else will swim right through those gill nets, but a big fish like a sturgeon will get caught. The protocol is to check those nets every hour to ensure the survivability of these fish. We got the first net set by 9 o'clock, and we made the last check about 4, something in that area. And no sturgeon. We went back towards the end of the day. We went put the handheld receiver back in, and we picked up a very strong signal from one of the fish that was in between the gill nets, and still nothing. So I want to give a lot of credit to that crew, biologists and so forth, and these folks. These folks will pull gill nets all day long and reset them. And it's just fascinating to watch the work and to see the troubles that they have, you know, that trying to catch a fish. They haven't caught a fish in about 10 days. They caught one Monday a week ago. So the Atlantic sturgeon is so endangered. We're blessed to have them here in Maryland. We're blessed to have a spawning population, but if you hear the program and the people who are helping Virginia, Delaware, University of Maryland, and some of the projects that they're doing, and I'm not going to tell you everything because, for example, there are net mats have been placed in Marshy Hump Creek in prime-looking spawning areas to hopefully capture wild sturgeon eggs that are being spawned, and these mats need to be checked on a regular basis, and people go out and do that. I'm not going to tell you where the receivers are. It's a unique situation, and it's fascinating to watch. Hot day, it was 93 on the water, and it was sun beating down on us, and sunscreen came into play, and a lot of water was consumed, and but it was just fascinating to watch. Yesterday, it was the first day of the Maryland deer bow season. We got in the tree stand, a little after 3 o'clock last night, yesterday afternoon, in Montgomery County. And maybe it was a little closer to 4. I guess it was, because we weren't in the stand long and the deer started to show up. We had 9 does and fawns underneath us for for nearly, well, actually over an hour. And when I say underneath this, I mean these deer were, there's a marker that we use. It's 16, and it's a stump that's 16 and a half yards from the tree stand that we were in. And these deer were all inside that, I would say anywhere from 8 to 15 yards. They were all inside that imaginary line that was 16 and a half yards. And they were all on this side of that stump, let's put it that way. And, you know, just wandering around and enjoying themselves. And 9 of them at one time. There were 4 fawns of the year. There were 2 or maybe 3 yearling does, and then there was 3 pretty mature does that were, you know, every bit eligible to be taken, if we had wanted to, but we just decided to enjoy the show. It was Laura and I. Laura is my former creative director's daughter. She is my social media coordinator for a lot of things, including the Maryland Hunting Coalition. She is a director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And, you know, Laura's kind of like a daughter to me. And we just sat and enjoyed the view. And, we put our hunting skills to use, only moving when the deer had their heads down and, you know, trying to evade detection and, just being still and watching and waiting for something else to come in. Sure enough, a little 3-point came in, still in velvet. He fed around for a while. He was certainly within everybody's bow range, and wound up seeing, what did we see, about 15 deer altogether. Only those 10 came close enough, but it was a great day in the stand, and so that was my week. It was doves, sturgeon, and deer. Exciting time being the outdoors. So anyway, how was yours? That's what we want to know. You're going to be running the show this morning, at least till the first hour is done, and then we're going to have Keith Lockwood in here from Maryland Fisheries Services, and we're going to talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge grand finale is coming up on Sunday. I've gotten the script. I know who some of the winners are. I know who who's going to get some awards, and the rest of that is going to be. These are mostly youth things, but the rest of that is going to be completely random. And for those of you who caught an angler award-sized fish, we look forward to seeing you at Sandy Point on Sunday, because we're giving a lot of stuff away, including a lot of cash. So that's going to be fun. So that being said, phone numbers 410-922 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me say that again. 410-WCBM-680. That's our phone number. And, of course, we have to include the station's call numbers and your location on the dial. That's how you remember the phone number. Numerically, for the alphabetically challenge, it's 410-922-6680. Or, if you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you can simply call the 800 line, which is toll free, doesn't cost you anything on your telephone. And does anybody charge for long distance anymore anyway? I don't even know. I don't even have a house phone. I don't have a home phone anymore. But it's 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. So there you go. A lot of mail from DNR this week, back and forth with the script, and from the participants, people who are going to be handing out the awards, and just a very interesting week, so to speak. So, hope I didn't make you yawn or put you back to sleep, but I will tell you, it is it's a good day to sleep, and we hope that you are not returning to bed, but listening to the Outdoorsman radio show. So, well, while you're calling, and that would be now, I'd like to tell you about Merrick Backcountry Dog Food, and I've switched Maisie over to Merrick Backcountry because she loves it. Feed your dog what dogs used to feed themselves. It's called Merrick Backcountry. The ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, you know, I did mention Labor Day, and that was the last day of the Maryland Fishing Challenge for 2015. But you know what happened on Tuesday? The 2016 Maryland Fishing Challenge kicked off just without a hitch. That's right. Anybody who caught a fish on Tuesday and throughout the next year is eligible for the 2016 Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all the game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and west to the mountain streams and Deep Creek Lake. 67 species or more in five categories. That'd be freshwater, the Chesapeake Bay, the Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official Angler Award certificate, and guess what? You get an invitation to the grand finale next September, where you could win great prizes from the sponsors. That's right. We don't know who all they are, and we probably are going to be giving away some cash next year, too. So, why not head out and do some fishing? It's not the time to stay indoors. The fish are biting right now in Deep Creek Lake and in the Potomac and on the Eastern Shore of Maryland and all the rivers and all the streams and on the Susquehanna Flats and in the Chesapeake Bay. And you name it, they're biting, even in the Atlantic Coast. Don't stay indoors now. Go fish! The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Driving and or boating.
Keep your eyes on the road, your hand upon the wheel. Yeah, we're going to the roadhouse, gonna have a real, a good time.
Two doors left, that's true. So which do you pick, number one or number two? Which door will go first? Oh, Jim Morrison, he reached a ripe old age of 27, just like Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and a couple others. Kurt Cobain, yeah, exactly, yeah. I was reading about Cass Elliot of the Mamas and the Papas the other day. You know, she died in the same flat in London that Keith Moon died from, the drummer for the Who. Yeah, she died first. Yeah, and she didn't choke on a ham sandwich. That was a urban legend. I'm sure they found a sandwich and God knows what else in a room, but, you know. Crabber Ron in Sykesville, good morning. And then we got Rick in Glen Burnie. How you doing, Crabber Ron?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Alan?
I'm doing great. Have you been crabbing?
No, I sold my crabbing boot about 3 years ago.
Yes.
And then I turned around. I thought, you know what? I want another crabbing boot. So I went out and bought a small 12-foot aluminum boot, and bought a 7.5-horsepower motor that I haven't started yet. But I think I'll just wait till next year.
Yeah, well, the crabs are running really good right now.
I had some yesterday. They were really good. During a week, they get them for like $1.50. And I'll tell you what, those crabs a month ago would have been $50 a dozen.
Yeah, I know it.
And they were fat and heavy. They were really, we got 18 of them, had to bring six of them home.
Wow.
Yeah, they were that good.
Wow, that's so good, man. Glad to hear it.
We got them again yesterday.
Good.
But I wanted to talk to you about the Nanticoke River. I lived in a little town outside of Mardell Springs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's about a mile from the river.
Yeah.
The river, on that road I lived on, Riverton Road, at high tide, the river would come right up over the road, or right to the road.
Sure.
And there was good fishing down there.
Oh, you're not kidding. That whole river just looks fantastic. We talked to a couple bass anglers down there, and we talked to one guy and one couple who was down there. And of course, blue cats have invaded the Nanticoke and the Marshy Hope Creek. And
if you ever get the chance to fly over that, you're going to see one heck of a river. That thing's got so many twists and turns.
Oh, my. No question. I mean, we were only on a little short, maybe, I don't know, 3-4 mile section of the Marshy Hope there from Federalsburg downstream. And I'll tell you what, it's spectacular scenery.
Yep.
And people
That's
don't
a wide know. River, too. That's
it is.
A real wide river.
Yes.
That's a nice river.
Yep.
Hey, Alan, where can I get your book, Crabbers?
Maryland Loves Crabs?
Maryland Loves Crabs in my area, you know.
Do you have email, Ron?
No. Somebody stole my computer.
Oh, no.
Yes. Never got another one.
Okay. Leave your number. I'm just trying to think where nearby you can get it.
Well, Salerno's used to have it.
They don't have it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me work with you on that. Leave your number there with Brian, and I'll give you a call.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Hang on there a minute. We're going to put you on hold. Brian will pick you up. Thanks, buddy. Rick in Glen Burnie. How you doing, Rick?
All right. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, Rick. What's going on?
I got a question for you. A couple of weeks ago, I called you and told you that my son caught that 14.5-inch white perch.
Yes.
And he went online. They gave him a gate pass. He went online, registered it, and he still haven't got any kind of nothing in the mail. And tomorrow's the big day, ain't it?
Yeah, but you said they got him. They put it online for him?
Well, he would. He's got it certified at the anglers.
Yeah.
They give him a gate pass and, you know, measure the fish and everything, weighted it, and, you know, he said, you know, register online, which he did. And
did you get a confirmation email?
He said he hasn't got anything.
Well, if he did, you know, you're not necessarily going to get something in the mail. You should have gotten something. Well, yes, you should have, as a matter of fact. He hasn't gotten anything. Does he have his angler award?
They didn't give him nothing. They just gave him the day pass.
A day pass?
Yeah, a ticket.
Okay, well, if they gave him a ticket, then he should just show up.
But I don't know if that fish is registered with the,
See, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the specifics of that, Rick. I don't have any way to... I don't have any way to check that at this moment. Do you have email?
Oh, my son does. He's got, you know, he got his own email.
Well, look, I can't help you if I don't have the information. I don't know your name, your son's name. I don't have his email address. I don't know anything about the fish or where he caught it. You said it was a 14-inch perch. He registered at anglers. Okay, but I can't help you if I don't have that information in front of me. So either you're going to have to either leave that with Brian again, or somebody's going to have to send me an email. I can try to help you between now and the contest. But if I were your son, if he has his day pass to the event, I would show up and then explain to the people there what happened and see what.
All right.
Okay. Because I can go back and check the list.
Okay,
I can go back and check the list, but have them send me an email. That'd be the best, or, you know, I don't have the capacity to call you or call your son or the time and then make the connections. If I get an email, I can forward it to somebody who can perhaps help you.
Okay, what I'll do, let me have your email address.
All right, it's Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, my last name, at Ellis Outdoors, with an S on the end, .com.
Ellisoutdoors.com.
Yep, Ellis,
okay,
Ellis at Ellis
in the morning. Go ahead.
Ellis at Ellisoutdoors.com. I was repeating it.
One word, right?
Yep.
All right, so what I do as soon as he gets up in the morning, I try to I'll have him check the email and
send me an email. Tell him
you something.
Yeah, tell him he should have gotten something from the Fishery Service on his email if he gave him their if he gave anglers or somebody his email, they would have emailed him the information.
All right.
And he should have
it was kind of strange.
Well, I should have been able
to give him any kind of certificate or nothing.
Right. I got it. All right.
All right, now I'll have him do what you said.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, you'll get the email message in them all today.
Okay, good. Thanks.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, well, I'll do what I can. So all I can do is all I can do, right? So here we are, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'd love to hear from you, talk about your fishing adventures this past week. What'd you do over Labor Day? Did anybody go fishing? Did anybody go hunting? We got to have some dove hunters out there. We got to have some goose hunters out there. I just got an email today, just this morning, from Carl Jr. He's been on the air here a few times. He shot a nice deer yesterday, a nice velvet buck. And there it is. So look at that. That's a nice deer. That is a nice deer, that's for sure. First ever velvet buck from Baltimore County at First Light. At First Light. How about that? Not a bad deer at all. Full velvet. Nice. So, anyway, I haven't heard a lot of deer. I know there were a few shot yesterday here and there. I don't know of a lot yet, but maybe you're headed out there today. And if you are, tell me what you wear to prepare, what you wear, how you take care of yourself as far as staying scent free, and you know, you know, put bug spray on or whatever. You know, you got to stay down with, you got you got to spray down with a little bug spray this time of year. We walked into some weeds yesterday. I did catch a little patch of chiggers on my ankle, but I don't know, I don't think that was from the dove hunt. I think that might have been from my own backyard. I've got them in there before, you know, taking the dog out or something like that. But anyway. How do you prepare? What do you, you know, do you put bug spray on and then spray down with a scent-free, you know, spray or something like that? I mean, you put bug spray on, sometimes it smells, and you want to kill the bugs and prevent the ticks from getting on you. So you spray your clothing down with Sawyer's or Repel or something like that, something with permanone or permethrin, I guess is the word. And then you cover that up with a scent-free spray after that bug spray is dried. I think that's probably the best way. Let's talk to Carl. Hey, Carl, how are you?
I'm all right this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Look at that picture of that buck, man.
Yeah, I put it this way. Yesterday morning, with being 9/11, I was saying a little prayer for all the folks we lost on that horrible day, and I heard something. I looked up, and there he was about 25 yards from me.
Well, how about that? You put a nice shot on him, huh?
And I hit him in the gut, but I had a little bit of blood. I mean, it took me and my brother a good almost 2 hours to finally find him. But when we did, I was very overjoyed.
I bet you were. I bet you were. And that was nice that you were. And that was nice that you were thinking about the folks on a on 9/11. You know, the families of the people that were lost on 9/11. I mean, I can't watch that. I can't watch that without choking up, honestly. And the thing that gets me probably as much as anything is listening to the widow of the fellow that that led the charge to overtake the plane that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I used to go to church in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I know right where that plane came down. And I will tell you, you know, when she tells the story of hearing her husband, you know, getting ready to charge the attackers, and bring down that plane. It just chokes me up, man. I can't do it. 14 years later, you know. So
yeah, I remember 9/11 because I was at the elementary school in my fifth grade year.
Exactly.
Mom listening to the radio and kind of had this scared look on her face, and I remember all the parents coming to school and getting their kids and this and that, and it's just one of them days. And then, like you said, with that story of the widow talking about her husband.
Yeah.
I know the story of the girl, you know, asking where her daddy is. And
yep.
Saying, "Daddy, I miss you," and it breaks my heart every time.
Every time, exactly right. Yep, and we should never, ever forget that. By myself on duty over at Outdoor Sportsman in Essex. And I know you know where that is. And somebody came in and said something, and we turned the TV on. And I'll tell you something, people were scared. People were buying firearms and ammunition and everything else that day. It was a very interesting day. So
it was a very long day, to say the least, for a lot of people.
It's true. That's very true. So, all right, Carl. Well, look, good luck on that nice buck, and we'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure.
Yep, I just wanted to let you know, on Labor Day, I was sitting in the woods squirrel hunting. I missed, but I got one in the afternoon, but in that morning I had a 8-point all velvet at Millington walk 20 yards from
me. Come back next week, right, buddy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, hey, I'll take going to Lock Raven. It's only about 10, well, not 10, about 20 minutes from home, and
yep.
Easy hunting. Where I go, it's usually not too many people, so I can't complain.
Got it, man. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis.
All right.
Good luck in your season. Hope you get out as much as you like.
I appreciate that. All right. Cool.
And I'll probably talk to you my next time along. It won't be until probably muzzleloader.
All right, Carl. Well, you enjoy your trip out there in the woods today.
Yep. Hopefully I get to put an arrow through a doe this morning.
Well, good luck to you.
I appreciate it.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There you go. Let's talk to Cody in Queen Anne's County. Cody, good morning. How are you?
Yep, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yep, nothing much. You said that you wanted somebody to call in about how to stay, like, scent-free and all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a big doe hunter. What I do to stay scent-free, I got, like, these bags at Walmart that you roll down, and, like, they hold, they don't let any air out or in.
Uh-huh.
And I wash all my clothes, and I wash my body with no scent.
Right.
And then usually I don't use any bug spray. I just tuck all my clothes in.
Yeah.
And then I'll wear, like, a little jacket or something, like a little thin jacket, so mosquitoes can't get me.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out last night right at dusk, you know?
Yeah, I had them. Last night they didn't really get to me. I had them in the morning all around me.
Right.
Yesterday, yeah. But I seen a little 6-pointer yesterday.
Yeah?
In velvet, yeah. Real nice. It was probably like 100 and some yards. Wouldn't come in, just stayed out in the silly bean.
Yeah. Well, they tend to do that when they're just wandering along, you know, and they got plenty to eat and they don't want to come near you. But
yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if you heard me talk earlier this morning. We had deer underneath us. We had almost nonstop action. There might have been a half hour we didn't see a deer, but we knew we had deer around us. We could see, you know, we could see 150 yards down through the woods. We could see tails flicking and that type of thing. We saw deer moving, and I saw one deer. I said, "Here comes a boy," because you could just tell. Couldn't see what it was or anything like that because, you know, 250 yards away. But just the posture of the deer, just the way he moved. You could tell it was a real nice buck, a mature deer, you know, and but he never came close and never did see him. But, you know, there were four in that bunch. We only saw one. A little spike buck walked out and looked around and turned around and went back in, but nothing close enough. So I don't know if it was still a bachelor buck. There was a bachelor bunch of six on camera there. All 2.5, but there's also four really, really nice bucks on that property. So, you know, we're just holding off. It's early. We got plenty of time, and, you know, everybody still has a little meat in the freezer. So we're not scratching our bellies and worrying about our next meal. So it's all good.
Yep. There you go.
All right, buddy. I appreciate your insights on that. But, you know, watch out for those mosquitoes. I'll tell you what, chiggers and ticks are bad right now, too, because
yes,
of this
sir.
Heat. You know, just got to watch them. So.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So, all right, Cody.
Well, good luck to you.
All right, good luck to you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Cody from Queen Anne's County. Well, since we're talking about archery and bow hunting and things like that, let's tell you about our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9, and that's how you get there. Clyde's is having, of course, bow season already started yesterday, but Clyde's, if you haven't gotten ready yet, they've carried the great Parker and compound and crossbows. The Challenger Parker crossbow is actually ideal for women and kids, and you know, you can go and check it out. It's really a nice crossbow for the for those who need a little shorter stock, a little lighter, weight on the crossbow. They carry the Diamond by Bowtech, the G5 Quest bow that's fully assembled, ready to hunt. You just need to practice with it and get shooting it well before you take it out in the woods, of course. Thompson Center muzzle loaders, ready to go. Triumph, Omega, the Encore already. And, of course, Coda Bow is a great crossbow. Clyde's is, far as I know, the only dealer in the area that sells Coda Bow crossbows. Demo day is coming up next Saturday, September 19th. The factory rep will be there. You can shoot the new Coda bows. You can see them and feel them and pull the trigger and watch them shoot them and see their technology, and you'll enjoy that. The fine folks at Coda Bow are there. And don't forget, of course, if it's still dove season, Clyde's has all the dove loads and decoys and, you know, dove stools and things like that. They even have shot for those of you who like to reload. They got a big shipment of shot in for reloading, 7.5, 8, and 9 shot. So check all that out. Why not give them a call at 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. That's ClydesSports.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet that dogs go wild for. That's Merrick Backcountry. With a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat, our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Johnny Cash there for you. But that ended quickly. Did you do that, or does it just end quickly? That's it? That's all there was? Oh, well. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's nice. We had a couple hunters call in, a couple bow hunters, and one successful one, Carl Jr., and we just can't wait for the next phone call, and that's 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680, or 410-922-6680. If you're headed out to do some fishing or hunting today, why not tell us where you're going and tell us about your adventure? We'd love to hear from you. Goose season's in, squirrel season's in. We've got dove season in. Deer season is now in, so it's starting. Sure wish we'd just cool off a little bit. Now, it was really nice in the stand last night. Nicer than Labor Day, nicer than Wednesday on the river. Yeah, I got cooked, quite frankly. I got we even used sunscreen on Wednesday that just, it prevented more damage, but I've been cooked this year more than you know. So, anyway, where are we? Oh, waiting for a phone call. Yeah, so, Scent Free. I use one of the commercial products, and as far as, you know, getting ready to hunt, I'm not marketed necessarily by these companies that have the latest and greatest. I mean, I use some scent-free shampoo that I've purchased, but for taking a shower, if you get scent, I've told you this before, Neutrogena makes a great soap that's fragrance-free. And I'll buy the 3-pack once a year, maybe twice a year. And when I'm ready to go deer hunting, I'll take a shower in Neutrogena soap, the fragrance-free. And it is, it rinses clean. It's real. There's no odor at all. And I like it. And I wash my towel that I use for hunting. When I'm going hunting, I wash that in my scent-free detergent, just like I wash all my clothes. And then when I get ready to go before the season, I spray down with, you know, at least from the knees down on the pants, I spray with Sawyer's. And then when I go in the field, I'll take one of these scent-free companies, and there's a bunch of them, and spray down with that. I'll particularly spray my shoes, my boots, the soles of my boots, my hat, you know, my shirt, and you just basically cover yourself with that stuff. And it seems to help. But the biggest key is, just like we had last night, we had the wind in our face all night. And, you know, those deer never picked up a scent, because not by anything great that we did, but it was just that they couldn't smell us. The wind was in our face and, you know, coming from them to us. So there's one stand on the property that I was talking to one of the guys. He said, the wind's all wrong for that stand. And I said, okay, well, we'll just go to the other one. And that's what we did, and with great, great results. So just the main thing is to know your wind direction and know which stands work on which direction, or where to set up. If you have a portable climber or something like that, you walk into the woods, you test the wind, you go, you know, where the wind's going to be in your face and coming from the deer to you, and you should be just fine. Let's talk to Dan on Route 301. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Pretty good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, went out hunting yesterday, and saw a whole bunch of deer, but I would have taken a mature doe if one would have come in range, but didn't quite happen.
Yeah, I get it. Do you?
I can't agree with you more. The best scent elimination method is being downwind.
Right.
I do pretty much the same routine and painting myself as what you described.
Right.
But after I wash my clothes, I hang them in a closet with a ozone generator.
Really?
Yeah. Then after I leave them there for overnight, put them in, which kills any bacteria or anything that might be left on it.
Right.
Put them in one of those Dulles roll-up heavy plastic bags.
Yeah.
And when I get back, I go out to the field with other clothes on, get dressed at the field, wear rubber gloves while I'm getting dressed, and spray down.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yep, that makes sense. I'm telling you, that makes sense. So, but, you know, we have so many deer where we hunt. Now, do you bait, Dan? Do you use any corn or anything?
I do on one of my properties.
Yeah.
And that's usually the space I reserve for when I take other folks out.
I got it.
I've taken last couple of years, I've taken a couple of wounded warriors out and got their deer.
Oh, that's cool. That's good.
In fact, I tried getting in touch with the group that you mentioned, No Person Left Behind.
Yeah, NPLB. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got a website and email address, but I think nobody ever checks those email addresses if they leave on their home page. And I haven't gotten any response. I'd like to get involved with those folks. I think I could help them out some. I'm a disabled vet myself, so... But I get around pretty good, so I love taking other guys out.
Can you take a phone call? I mean, can you write down a phone number right now?
No, I can't. I'm driving, but I can give I can talk to your.
Leave your number and just make we'll make a note that it's for the NPLB and we'll call you and give you the number. Can you get a text on this number that you're going to give us? Okay, I'll text you the number for Mark Hoke, okay?
Okay, one other thing, I hear you use my photo with a bear on your magazine.
When was that?
Would have been last winter or this spring. Somebody told me they saw me in your hunters.
Maybe we did. How would we have gotten the photo except from you?
You called me up to ask me for it.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, give me your number. And you never got a copy of it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. All right, did you pull a tag this year?
No, I didn't, but a former business associate who lives in southern Pennsylvania said, come on up, I can put you on private land with people who've got their problems.
Oh, man, well, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
I was surprised... I've been paying Western State elk hunting fees for tags out there, but bear hunting in Pennsylvania, you pay $100 for a
non-resident license.
For a non-resident license, and then it's only $35 for bear tags.
Yep, exactly right. And if you know somebody out there in Pennsylvania, like. You know, my aunt lives on a farm that has in Huntington County, and you know, I have access to that farm. I just haven't taken advantage of Pennsylvania bear hunting, but I love applying for Maryland, and I've got my spot all ready to go. And my landowner called me yesterday and asked me if I had any sub permittees yet, and I told him no, and he said, "Well, I got one for you, and I'll call you Monday. I'm good to go. So let's do it." I mean. You know, I'm glad to put a friend of his or him on as a landowner. Well, you don't need the landowner sub-permittee anymore, but I'm glad to put somebody on there for permission to hunt for, you know, for bear for 4 days in Maryland. So that's, I'm good to go with that.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping, I like the bear hunting season in Pennsylvania because it's in November.
Yeah, right before, I think it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, if I remember.
Right, the Maryland season, is 2 days after I get back from elk hunting in Colorado.
Right.
Sometimes I have a hard time explaining that to my wife and my boss.
Well, you know. It's what we do, brother.
So, yeah.
So, very good. All right. Well, Dan, look, we're going to put you on hold here. We'll grab your number, and then I'll text you that number for Mark Hoke, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, you know what? Merrick, backcountry for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We had chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. And it's pretty cool. They're little squares of raw meat. And they add it to the grain-free, high-protein kibble. Made in the USA, no ingredients from China. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. That's Merrick Backcountry. That's the name of the dog food. They love the wild as much as you do. And I will tell you, Maisie, my yellow lab, she digs it. I mean, she really likes that food. So if that's any indication that your dog will like it, maybe so. That's Merrick Backcountry. Look for it everywhere. Well, I guess we are running out of time here for the first hour. Probably ought to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge just one more time. Maryland Fishing Challenge, of course, is a free fishing tournament sponsored by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. It's for anyone who is a recreational angler in Maryland. And eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake Bay and all the tidal rivers, and then all the freshwater streams, lakes, and ponds all the way across the state. 67 species altogether in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species, and that includes blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. There's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. All you have to do is catch a fish of a notable specified size, and all those sizes are online and in your regulations book. You receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package and exotic. Well, there's a bunch of prizes, let's put it that way. I'm not going to list them here because it could change by next year, and it looks like they're going to continue to give away cash as well. So the fish are biting. Right now, everywhere. You can go to Deep Creek, you can go to the Potomac, you can go to the Susquehanna, you can go to the Chesapeake Bay. You can go to any of the rivers that feed the Chesapeake Bay, you can go to the Atlantic Coast and find a fish that you can enter in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's not the time to stay indoors, it's time to go fish. The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Hey, Dan, if you're still listening, you need to call back. Your cell phone dropped off. So, call us back here at 410-922-6680, and Brian will pick up your call and get your number. Sorry to hear that your cell phone dropped. You must have gotten a zone. So give us a call back there, Dan, and we'll take your number and we'll get that information to you. Or you could always email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and you need to do that anyway to get me to send you a copy of the magazine with your bear picture in it. Okay, cool. Do we have time for another call there, Brian? If they hurry fast and do it and just want to say hi, good morning, we love your show, we adore you, and don't ever stop. And no, never mind. All right. What? Woo! Yeah, I know. All right, well, let me take a minute and tell the folks about the Maryland Hunting Coalition just here real quick. There is an online raffle we just put up this week. It's called the Deer Hunters Raffle. 25-06 Marlin, a high-powered rifle with a scope. There's a Model 220 20-gauge Savage slug gun. Spectacular slug gun, very accurate from what I hear. I don't own one, but there's no reason not to. And then there's also a Martin Krypton bow with a very adjustable draw length and a very adjustable poundage in camo that would be great for a kid or a young lady or a woman to take to the field, or even a guy. And I'll tell you, it's a nice-looking combo. Tickets are $10 a piece, and 3 for 20 and 7 for 50. So all of that is online at mdhuntingcoalition.org. MD for Maryland, huntingcoalition.org. And it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe.